Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Bart.
With Thompson. He's a little monkey. He ate a banana. And he also broke my French press to a million pieces. And so I'm putting up a poster of my innovative substitution. Because you gots to innovate. So, necessity being the mother of invention, I am having some lovely Island Blend City Roast 365 coffee on my new coffee making device, and clover stirred at a half and half. It's not the organic, but it is still clover, and it's delicious. Good friends up at cloverstornetta.com. And vegan cane sugar from Malawi. Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, Malawi. Thank you, Malawi. Thank you, Malawi. Thank you, Malawi.
Okay, all right. So, Thompson, we started playing a game today with a pen and a paper, and it's called Drawing Your Letters. How are you doing at drawing your letters so far? We're working on...
I'm trying to draw my numbers.
You want to draw numbers? All right. I'll draw the number, and then you copy it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right. You draw those numbers. You copy down what I draw.
Okay.
You're still working on how to learn how to hold your pen, and you don't hold it by the end. You hold it by the front.
Okay,
this is a big deal. It's hard to learn how to hold your pen.
First, we have to draw some lines to mark it.
Okay.
Lines.
I'll draw a line. So you draw in here and in here. Here you go.
Okay.
Not like that, remember. Put your finger down here and your thumb right there, and that's how you make a pen hold. Just takes a little getting used to. I know it's difficult because you've been... No, draw your number right here. Right underneath it. Good job. That's a 1. Now can you do a 2? It helps if you start at the top. If you start here and go down, that's sort of a 2. That's not bad. We can improve on that. That's going
to
be good sometime.
After this one, I'm going to do a 3. But how?
This is big. We're very excited about this. We're trying we've got reading mastered, and we've got some rudimentary math skills, and now it's time to start.
3 looks like a straight line, then a curve that way, then a curved line hey, straight.
Yep. This is big. We want to... When you get to writing, now you're into like first and second grade stuff. I want to get as much of this stuff taken care of before we get to kindergarten so that when he gets to kindergarten, he can just work on social skills and just hanging out with kids and learning to be friendly and doing social stuff.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
I don't know where that came from, but it was awesome. Hey, don't poke me with that. So tell the listeners...
Draw the boat! Gently down the stream, dry, too much is harbor gleam.
How do you feel? Do you feel good about starting to learn how to write? So do you feel good about learning how to write?
Right. Yes. I love you!
I love you too. And Thompson fixed the Cranky the Crane. Remember there was if you recall a few shows ago, we had a complaint about the Cranky the Crane. I don't know what he did or how he did it, because I worked on that thing like crazy, and he managed to fix it. So we're very happy about that, aren't we?
Oh yeah, baby, rock and roll. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby, rock and roll. That's hilarious, because you've got a picture on your shirt right now of a old tube TV and a boombox and a bunch of speakers and electric guitars, and it's totally a very rock and roll shirt. It's very rock and roll. Very 1980s. Super.
Maybe it's a dumb Sasquatch.
Maybe it's a dumb Sasquatch. Could be. Who's this guy?
That's Power Ranger.
Oh. You've never seen that show, though. Did you know there's a show of it?
Really?
Yeah, they do stuff. They fight guys in big rubber suits.
Big rubber
suits. Yeah, it's like if you had a really, really lame version of Godzilla.
Okay, grub! Bye!
You like superheroes?
Yeah, sure.
Did you like Iron Man last night? We watched the Iron Man, the Invincible Iron Man movie. Did you like that movie?
Yep, sure did. Yep.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Yep, sure did.
Who's your favorite superhero?
I really like Iron Man better because he starts when he wears a big metal suit around him.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Superman or Batman or Spider-Man? I know you saw Spider-Man when you were just a little baby. You saw Spider-Man. Spider-Man, he's a man against Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider, something.
Ha. Well, the biggest superhero of all is the Incredible Hulk.
Really? You know about the Incredible Hulk? All right.
Yeah.
He's pretty intense, huh?
He is so big that he can almost beat. He could almost beat Power Ranger's ass.
Okay, whoa! You don't want to use the A word on the radio there. He could conquer him or vanquish his opponent.
You know what the Incredible Hulk does to get Power Ranger?
What?
He grabs him and then he clutches him.
All right. Hey, we're almost out of time. We're running out of time. We got a few seconds left. Special shout outs to Mama and Grandmother and Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave and Godmother and Aunt
Lori. And
Cullen, too. And Mason and Hayden. And everybody down there in Louisiana and everybody in Michigan and everybody in Texas. Bye.